Good day, this is Terry Mardy. You are listening to Asian Music Digital. Today is Tuesday, the 9th of January, 2018. Now, you've heard of Facebook, but have you heard of Facebook Watch? It's been around for a while now, and Facebook Watch is expanding into its first Asian territory. It's been announced a few months ago, but its first one is India, in case you didn't know. Now, for the first months of this new year, Facebook will be bringing a gamut of content to the social network's biggest user base in the world. So, India at the moment has a lot of users. Watch launched in the United States in August 2017, and it's an online streaming service whose offerings range from live sporting events, lifestyle, comedy, children's entertainment content, stuff like that. The service offers, much like Netflix and Amazon, episodic streaming, making it much more like TV for the internet age. But you know it as well as Netflix and chill, but this will be called Watch and Chill. Okay. Now, much in the same way that rival social media platforms like Twitter is working on capitalizing that live quote-unquote factor, Facebook is betting on the fact that everyone wants a one-stop shop for all their content needs. So you can kind of guess where this might go. Watch is still limited to a small pool of content creators and viewers at the moment, but the new service will likely see an expansion in the user base thanks to India's massive audience. And let's have a look at those audience numbers. According to Facebook stats, it has 241 million users in India compared to 240 million users in the US. So it's got a million more users in India. For an American company, that's pretty impressive. Furthermore, India is hugely a mobile country, a mobile first country. So it kind of skipped the whole broadband thing. And therefore, the smartphone penetration is really high. So it's got a smartphone penetration of 33.4%, right? Which is huge. A number which is set to explode over the next 3 years. Compare that with other third world, quote unquote, or emerging markets, that's really a big number. And with the population over 1.2.5 billion, that's a lot of smartphones. The other great thing is it's an English-speaking population. So a lot of the content that's working in America can easily work in India and vice versa. Now, India also has one of the lowest brackets for mobile data. Telcos like Reliance Jio has put smartphones, often free, in the hands of some users so that they can get access to the data. That's really where the big play is. These factors will be a significant contributor to the company's success in the South Asian continent. India is poised to be one of the most important markets for online streaming video. So for anyone out there in the music business looking at India for streaming, take heed. Okay. The Financial Express said the domestic market alone could be worth, and get this, 272 million just this year. Okay, that's what it's going to be worth. Remember, there's 241 million users, so everyone's going to be paid just over a dollar each. Now, what can be accessed, and that's about 100 rupees, by the way. No, hang on a second. No, about 60 rupees, right, in the first year. That's if everyone who's on Facebook ends up using it. We all know that's not going to be the case. So we'll get more details on those numbers later. Watch by Facebook can be accessed via the video tab in the platform across multiple devices. So it will just, Facebook's not going to change. You just click on video and you'll be able to find a page that the fan can follow. The feature now already allows its users to download clips for offline watching, so you could get them locally on your device. One of the hurdles that we'll have to overcome is the issue of discoverability, which has plagued Google's YouTube. Having a separate tab could solve YouTube's algorithm and its recommendation system, but it could also put the content out of sight, so therefore out of mind. Facebook already has targets to reach its users through huge data analytics, so we'll see how that works with a news feed, perhaps. However, Facebook seems to be making a real effort to penetrate a country effectively by looking at localized content. So there could be more Bollywood movies that go straight to Facebook Watch and not the cinema. You heard it here first, right on the Asian Music Digital. Please like and favorite this show on anchor.fm or iTunes. Good day, this is Terry Mardy. You're listening to Asian Music Digital. It's Wednesday the 10th of January 2018. And this is an interesting news story. I want to cover something that's affecting everybody who streams their music. So as we know, music streaming is commanding ever-larging portions of the music industry profits. We've seen streaming numbers go up phenomenally and everyone celebrated in the music calendar in 2016 and 2017. 5.9% increase in the market, blah, 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 blah. Opening up avenues to undiscovered and underappreciated music is the streaming department of the music industry. But there are some inconsistencies, and I just wanted to go through them. There is a very famous music producer who has been very vocal in the past couple of years about his experience of the streaming industry. Let's listen to what he has to say. We're going to listen to Rodney Jerkins, the guy behind Justin Bieber, Beyonce, Britney Spears, Sam Smith. Take a listen to this.
Me, I got $500 from royalties. Spotify had 300 million streams on Spotify. I made $1,500. So if you added the two up, that's over 600 million views. I made $2,000.
Okay, so what he's saying there, clearly, is something that goes against what Spotify tell us you would get. So he said there, 600 million views. If you put 600 million views into what Spotify tell you that you would get, according to them, you should get about $2.4 million. He said he got $2,000. Okay, so the calculations are definitely not stacking up. There are a lot of people that go into this business assuming that they're going to get one rate, but in fact they're not. Now, what are affecting the rates? Okay, Spotify don't actually publish their official stream rate of pay. It's not the way they work out their royalty payments. Spotify pay the majority of their revenues earned through their subscriptions and advertising for the freemium versions. And they pay that back to rights holders like record labels, publishers, and PROs. They're the performing royalties organizations, performing rights organizations. The royalty payments depend on several variables, okay? Including the country that you're in, the people that are streaming from, depending on where they live, they will have a different currency. So that is an impact. So if you're from the UK, you'll get more than if you were, say, in Morocco or something like that. The amount of premium members in that country versus freemium members. So more premium members equals higher payments for artists. So it's an accumulative sum, an algorithm. And then, of course, the currency values plus the deal your distributor has with Spotify. Now, when you combine all those factors in, that's where you get this interesting figure. Check out what happens next.
And I'm going to show you another thing. I got a writer who signed to me. He wrote 20% of the song As Long As You Love Me on Justin Bieber. Huge hit for Justin Bieber, by the way. And he had over 20 million plays, and he had made $240.
Somebody gasped at the end of that. Somebody actually went, 20 million plays and $240, something like that. Well, it seems like we need to look into the streaming situation and decide what you think on the next episode of Asian Music Digital. If you like this, please do leave some applause. I really do appreciate it. It really helps me out to know that people are listening and applauding. I think we have close to 5,000 applause now on my Anchor FM. If you're not listening to this on Anchor FM, I do encourage you to download this app. If you're listening to this on iTunes, welcome, on Google Play. And I have had requests from people who want me to put this on other platforms. But nonetheless, this is where you can find me now, Asian Music Digital. And also, if you're on the app, please do click the star and make us your favorite. And you can call in that way using the call-in button. Anyway, peace out. Thanks a lot. You're listening to Asian Music Digital, a free podcast from me, Terry Mardi. Every single day I upload new information that I share about the digital world and the future of tech and music business. If you are somebody who relies on streaming for your income and want to know where it might be in a year, 2 years, or perhaps for the rest of your life, you may find it interesting to go and listen to my latest podcast. It only takes about 5 minutes, and you can find it on Anchor FM, iTunes, or Google Play. You can call in using the Anchor.fm app, which you can download on the App Store or on Google Play, and get interactive with me to ask very specific questions. We hope to see you there, and I hope you can share this with people in the music industry so that we can bring more value in a music business that is disrupting the old one and killing off the dinosaurs of old to make way for a new music industry.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.